So here at Harrington on Rutland and Stamford Sound, could you tell me your names and today what it means to you?
Hi, I'm Layla Ross. Today I was very nervous. Last night I was like a complete wreck. This morning I was also a complete wreck, but then literally as soon as the site didn't crash, thank the Lord, but as soon as it like came up with green and it was accepted, I was so happy. It was literally like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. It was so relieving.
So you've been doing A-levels and you've got university next for you?
Yes, so I got into Durham. I've been doing history, philosophy and ethics and English literature.
And that was what you wanted? You got what you wanted and off you go, basically?
Yes, so I got the grades I needed to get into Durham, so I'm really happy, and I'm off to do history and then do law after history.
And what's your kind of career goal? Do you have one yet, or are you just kind of taking it one
yes,
year at a time?
I would want to be a lawyer of sorts. Used to be criminal law. Now I think I'm leaning towards corporate law, but then it's still like an extra year on top of my history degree to do law after that. So it's kind of like a conversion course, kind of like an extra thing to do. But if not, then I've got a history degree and then a law add-on that I can use, hopefully, to go in a different career path anyway.
And we talk about A-level results and that path to university, but that's not what you're doing. Can you tell me your name?
My name's Theo Ross.
And you're off to do an apprenticeship?
Yeah, so I'm taking a year out first, and I've been looking at different types of apprenticeships, like degree apprenticeships and maybe business management or site engineer, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's good because here at Harrington you get support to do both. But, yeah, I'm pleased with my results. I could have done better in my English, but you can always get the paper recalled and remarked, so it's not the end of the world.
And it's always a path to what you want to do next. That's what today is all about, really.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it couldn't have gone any better, really. So.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound. Appreciate you coming on the radio and talking to us today.
Thank you.
It's Rutland and Stamford Sound, so we've been from Stamford College, we've got Stamford Endowed to do. We're at Harrington at the moment, here with Oliver Teasel, who's head of school here at Harrington. Still plenty of students around this morning, and it seems like a really lovely atmosphere.
Yeah, it's lovely to see so many of them coming to collect their results. It's the culmination of 2 years of hard work, and most people are going to leave really happy today with what they've achieved.
What are the students saying to you this morning?
They're saying to me that they found the exams hard. They definitely feel that it's back to 2019, where the exams used to be, in terms of results, but they're pleased with their outcomes, and we're broadly in line with where we were last year, and we're well above where we were in 2019.
And as a primary academic institution here, most of your students going off to universities, are they?
Yeah, so the overwhelming majority will go to university, and they've got into some of the best in the country. Durham's really popular this year, Loughborough, Bath, Birmingham, Nottingham, Sheffield and York seem to be our top choices.
And the students still like coming in, don't they? Because I know they can do a lot of this online now. They can check their UCAS before they even get their results.
Yeah, I think that's testament to it being a team effort, really. And a lot of them brought their parents with them this morning. I think they just like to come in, see their teachers, be with their parents. And it just reflects the joint effort that this has been over the last 2 years.
And, you know, I guess every year is different in a way for you. But also, you know, you're going through a similar kind of thing, supporting the students as they, you know, go through the day, really. Because there's a lot of emotions in all sorts of different ways.
Yeah, you've got students who've got better than they achieved, you've got students who got exactly what they thought they were going to get, but you've also got those students who were disappointed, and it's just supporting them over the next few days now with making sure they've got good options come September.
And I know clearing starts now. I mean, I was speaking earlier to University Centre Peterborough about what they're doing to support the students over that side. But this journey, you know, if clearing is what students want, you know, it begins today, but it doesn't necessarily end today.
Yeah, that's true. And I think my best advice to students is just take a breath, go away, assess your options, and then make an informed decision, because you've got to live with this for the next few years, haven't you? So that's my best advice for anyone out there today. Just make sure you take that step back and make a good choice next.
Teasel, head of school of Harrington, thank you very much for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound this morning.
No, lovely. Thank you for having me.